get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Welcome to Civility 360, folks. It's an awesome, awesome opportunity. You know that this is your place where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. Listen, I am your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, always joined by my good friend and host, Sir Clyde Rivers. How are you doing today?
Man, I'm good today. I can't wait to speak to the civility icons for the globe. What an honor it is to be here today.
Yes, yes, yes. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing today. We're going to be talking to the ICN Civility Icon Newcomer of the Year, Dr. Greg Dillon. How are you doing today, sir?
I am fantastic. How are you?
Phenomenal, phenomenal. Listen, if I were any better, there'd be triplets, and the world can't handle that. I tell you that for sure. Listen, Greg, we are Say again, sir.
I said, I'm here in southern Indiana where the corn is popping.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Well, it's truly an honor to have you on, Greg, Civility 360 show. You know, we bring people everything from A to Z and all the way around the world when it comes to civility. Today, we want to highlight you as an icon, newcomer of the year. Before we even get started, Greg, I want you to tell the listening audience who they're going to be listening to, who they're going to be watching right now.
Well, I guess it took me 50 years to be a newcomer. So I am Dr. Greg Dillon. I grew up between a cornfield and a coal mine in southern Indiana, and to have an opportunity like this is just phenomenal. Now, I started the martial arts 50 years ago. I'm in my 50th year, and I'm not very tall, so I decided I wanted to make my legacy teaching women and teaching kids. So I have a concept called Have a Blast with Granddad with my granddaughter, Belle. She's outside singing songs right now. She's actually written a Christian song at 11 years old. So we're going to try to see where that goes. And I just want to, you know, it's all about civility, keeping kids safe, keeping women safe. And that all starts with a mindset, I believe. So I think everything I've done in the last 50 years led me up to this, having this global platform, which you all have provided for me. You know, I couldn't have come up with this concept or this narrative by myself. You've provided the platform. You know, you nail the nails in the boards. I just get to stand up on them. So I am humbled and grateful for that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Greg is a very humble man. What he's done in this world is phenomenal. He is, in my opinion, he is a leading expert in civility around the globe for actually safety, civility, and have a blast with my granddad. Greg, your experience in the martial arts, there's a real common sense approach you have to actually safety. Can you please explain that common sense? Because when you hear it, it just makes sense. It's a common sense approach. Can you explain to us how you created that common sense approach?
Well, Bruce Lee said, I don't fear the person that knows 1,000 techniques that he practiced once, but I am concerned about the person that knows one technique that he's practiced 1,000 times. So everything we do needs to be, you know, a common sense approach, you know. What would we do? Just like home safety, you know, there's only so many things you can do. So let's don't try 100 different ways. Let's try one or two ways. Let's make our home safe when we're walking to the car. Let's have that in a common sense approach. And just like we teach the kids, you know, Belle and I have a blast with Granddad. We want to teach kids to be safe. We want to teach them to be healthy, to be fit, to be civil. It all starts with civility, and that's being civil to yourself first. If we can't be nice to ourselves, then we're not going to be nice to anyone else. Wow. So that's where it all starts.
Phenomenal, Greg. I am super excited to hear the fluidity and simplicity behind the actual initiative that you have. Number one, it's safety above all else. But number two, it's civility first. And it doesn't matter if you're a child, if you're a woman, if you're a man, if you're family, whatever the case may be, we're talking about being civil and having safety at the forefront of your mind. Let me ask you this question this way, sir. I understand that the art of education is repetition. How do you infuse in the mind of the youth as well as women that safety is of the utmost importance?
Right. Well, we want to teach them the mindset, the things that they can do. You know, I don't want to teach women. I've had so many people tell me that they went to a women's self-defense seminar and there were these 6'2" guys in their karate uniforms and their black belts, you know, teaching big boys things, teaching them things that they can do. And women are saying, they're going, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And they can't do that. I want to get in with the mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, I go in and say, I'm not here to show off what I can do. I'm here to teach you what you can do. Mm-hmm. And we do that in four parts. Like I said, I don't wear a karate uniform. I don't wear my black belt. I'll go into a professional setting, and it's not about karate. It's about awareness. It's about staying out of that situation before you ever get there. And the actual hands-on will be your last resort. And then I teach four concepts that you do every day. You do them every day, and you don't even know them. We put them together in a self-defense, hands-on approach.
Love it. Go ahead, Dr.
V.
No, I was just going to simply say, I love it. This is what it takes. You know, if you're going to train the next generation, if you're going to train an old dog new tricks, guess what you have to do? Do it simplistically. Right. Exactly. And what I appreciate about that is you do have a lot of people who are in the old way of doing things. So when I said old dog and new tricks, I'm not talking about age. It's about people and their mentality and knowing that something new is in front of them. But it can be done with simplicity. So I'm super excited, Dr. Dillon, about how you're bringing this concept to light, how you're bringing it to the world, and how you're making it palpable. Because most people, when they hear safety and security, they think of all this grandiose stuff, and they're like, oh, I can't do that. I wasn't educated for that. But guess what? You said you're in Indiana where the corn is popping. So we're teaching them how to make the corn pop. Back on you, Sir Clyde Rivers.
And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Greg is 60. Greg, are you 65 now?
I am 65 years old now.
Greg is the 65-year-old motivational coach because Greg is so unlimited that when you think about pioneers when you think about the icons for the whole globe, this is the entire globe we're talking. Greg is a newcomer because he brought so much stuff to our stage this year. He bought Have a Blast with Granddad. He bought Safety Civility. He bought Chaplaincy. So this is why Greg, Dr. Dillon, was honored with his honorary doctorate degree because of how he's lived. He's lived a life of evidence and results of success. And Dr. Dillon, man, you qualify as one of the top in the entire globe as a newcomer with everything you've created this year. And again, the world is a better place. And to be frank with you, the world hadn't even begun to actually see you, because as it opens back up fully, we're all over the world bringing Greg's narrative to this world. But Greg, I thank you for, at the age of 64 and 65, you weren't, this guy was not at home waiting to pass. He is up building stuff, creating things. So that inspires everyone. Over to you, Dr. V.
Absolutely. Listen, Greg, I mean, once again, it's all about how can we make a significant impact in our world? You know, as the world opens back up, what are some things that you want to share with the world on many various platforms that they know or may not know that they need? Share with us one or two things that would whet the appetite of our listening and viewing audience so that they recognize how important safety and civility really is.
Right. First, I want to get out and meet the people, and I want to get out there and be part of this. And then what we have to do is show them, you know, we are believable. You know, I want to bring Belle with me. Belle's ready to go. You know, the program works with my granddaughter. You know, mm-hmm. let's have a blast with granddad. Let's teach all kids and grandkids to get out with their grandparents, with their parents, with their aunts and uncles. Everybody work together. It all works if we work together. There's safety in numbers. No matter what you do, there's safety in numbers.
Yes, that's a phenomenal concept. And I want you to elaborate so that people can really get it. When we began to talk about a generational awareness, it's important. Let's listen to what Dr. Dillon said. He said, one, have a blast with granddad. But then he brought it down and he said, your parents, your mom, your dad, your aunts, your uncles, your cousins. This is something that is needed all around the globe, but also within the family units. Because when you understand safety and civility, you are now able to be a great citizen in society. Break that down for us, because I don't think people really understand, Dr. Dillon, the magnitude of what we're talking about when we say safety and civility. Give us a little rundown, maybe, of the women, the children, you know, the organizations and industries that you're discussing here.
Well, I believe that the program knows no generation, knows no boundaries. Everyone needs to be safe. This is not teaching soccer moms. It's not teaching Little League baseball. This is teaching everyone. Everyone in the world. There's 7.8 billion people in the world, and no one on the planet has the same exact fingerprint. We want to teach them the mindset of going out in their community and making it a better place and having a blast. Yeah. Some people don't have a grandfather, you know, and so maybe they have an uncle, an aunt or an uncle, or, you know, a big brother, someone. Maybe it's even a neighbor that they look up to, that they can respect. You know, some of your greatest global phenomenons have been mentored by, you know, the man next door. And it wasn't even related to them.
Yes. Yes.
We have to get that mindset in about, you know, being safe. You know, there's two choices in life. You can go left or you can right. You can do bad. You can do good. So let's teach that. Let's do good. Let's be nice. And like I said, first of all, let's be nice to ourselves. And then we can be nice to the rest of the world. It doesn't work if you don't have a good self-esteem. We have to instill that self-esteem.
Yeah, that is so good because what the one thing we're doing, our civility narrative is impacting the whole globe. So one of the things I was excited about with Dr. Dillon is because it's a concept that everyone needs to think about safety. So this is needed for 7.8 billion people in the world. So as Dr. Dillon came up with this initiative to help educate people to like safety, it's needed everywhere in the globe. And he is so motivational. As he brings it, he helps people learn safety. And man, this to me is Dr. Greg, this is why you are on a stage with the icons of the world, because of your wisdom and 50 years of experience in the martial arts, 50 years. Dr. Vernet, 50 years.
Yes, indeed. What a phenomenal feat. What a phenomenal feat. How many people can actually say that they've been doing what they love for 50 years? Five decades of transforming lives, of helping people to see beyond themselves, their inconsistencies, their inabilities. This is something that I hope that the world actually begins to take a hold of. And this is something now needed more than ever before, especially as we come out of a pandemic. People have been in fear. People have literally been in hiding. So now we're teaching them what safety looks like, what civility looks like, how to treat themselves, how to teach people how to treat them, and then how to go out and be a good steward of citizenship. So I'm super excited. Dr. Dillon, about the work that you are doing. I know there's some great and phenomenal things that are coming forward as the world is opening up. Share with us a little bit about what has happened in the past 60 days for you.
Well, I just found out I'm going to be another great grandfather. I've got the third great granddaughter is on the way. In the last 60 days, my grandson has come home from Iraq. He's in my house right now. He was in Iraq for a year on his third tour with the 101st. And so many things have happened. I've lost a couple of cousins and a classmate. You know, that's the sad part. You never know when your time's up. So I've lost two cousins and a classmate in the last probably 45 days. So it kind of makes me wonder. I got to get something going. You know, I got to get started. So pandemic or not, it's time to start rocking. It's time to start rocking.
50 years. And Dr. Dillon saying he has to get started. This should be inspirational for everyone watching. People, you have no excuse. Five decades and still with a heart and the passion to give back to the world. This is what makes Dr. Dillon so special is Dr. Vinette, he gives back to the world. He gives his knowledge. He does it and everything he gets, he earns it. And I'm honored that this is, man, the next couple of years, you're going to hear his name all over the world because doors will open for him all over the world.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. It is truly a pleasure and an honor to, you know, get the opportunity to sit down with you today, Dr. Dillon, and discuss a little bit about what you are doing around the world. What I want everyone to understand is you follow the I Change Nations Global Civility Icons. You will recognize that these awards that were given because of evidence and results in their communities and abroad. So follow the icons, see what they are doing, find a way to connect. Civility truly is the engine that drives our world. And what we want to do is to let the people of the world know there's no mountain high enough. There's no valley low enough. There's no crevice of the earth that you can go to that civility will not be prevalent. And I hope that you are seeing this from the levels of civility, the layer of civility that is happening around our globe. We can all say the world needs more civility. So how about civility start within us? Have a blast with granddad. Generational teachings, generational wealth, generational understanding of safety and civility. I want to really quickly, if we could, Dr. Dillon, let's talk about the health side of this, because I know people think it's just one-sided, but it's not. So talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, I try to bring fitness in it also, just straight up playground calisthenics. You know, everyone can do a push-up. If you can't do a push-up, get up against the wall and push yourself away from the wall. We try to modify all of these basic push-ups, sit-ups, you know, anything you can do, a pull up. You know, I've been doing squats with my granddaughter on my back. Like I've been doing push-ups with my great granddaughter on my back. So, you know, and that gets them involved. You know, then they want, let's do this again. Or now they want me to stretch with them, which is, that brings the kids involved with, you know, with the big kids like me. You know, I'm just a big kid. But yes, we try to find a way where they can do, where they can be fit. You know, there it comes about being good to yourself, because if you're good to yourself and you're fit, you may not want to smoke a cigarette when you have that peer pressure. You may not want to take that drink. Oh, no, I'm working out. I'm doing push-ups. I don't want to do that. I mean, I'm 65 years old. I've never had a cigarette in my mouth in my life. And a lot of people don't believe that, but I'm proud of that. And I learned that from my dad many, many years ago. Wow. Yes, there has to be the fitness. And when you're fit, you feel good. You have better self-confidence. You have better self-esteem, and then you'll learn to be safe. You know, you can walk with that positive attitude, and no one will want to mess with you anyway. Possibly, And we teach that in the program also.
Wow. Do you see why this man is a true icon? See, to be an icon is more than ability. You have to have the heart to help the world. And this is why Dr. Greg Dillon is truly one of the greatest icons that I knew in the world in 2021. Through this past season, I've watched Greg erupt and give wisdom. And if you could see him on the HDA Chaplain show with Dr. Juarez, man, that thing got people just, his message is so down to earth and everyone needs it. So, Dr. Dillon, are there any final words you want to speak to the people of the world? And again, we're honored to have you as an icon of civility.
Well, thank you. It took me 50 years to be a newcomer, and I am totally humbled and honored for this award. And like I said, I want to get out and meet the people, show them how it can be done. Maybe there's something I can do, you know, off of the camera, and they can actually see, well, this guy's doing this. You know, there's things that I can't do, but we're still working at it every day. If you never give up, you never quit, then you can always make progress. And I want to show the people. It doesn't matter if they're kids, you know, adolescents, high school kids, adults, even big kids like me. You know, let's show the grandparents too that they can still do this. They can try to keep up with the little kids. You know, you can always do something. Maybe you can't do it all, but you can do something. That's what I would have to say to the world.
I was taught, Dr. Dillon, that any place is a good place to start. And at the end of the day, exactly. I'm so grateful that you are able to come on as the I Change Nations Global Civility Icon Newcomer of the Year, sharing your principles, concepts, and philosophy with the world. Now, again, remember, you've been listening to Dr. Greg Dillon. He hails from Indiana, where the corn is popping.
Southern. Wait.
Southern.
Not just Indiana.
Absolutely.
Indiana.
Absolutely.
Oh, there's a difference between Northern Indiana and Southern Indiana. There's a difference.
There it is. You got to look. You got to yield to the wisdom. You got to yield to the wisdom. You got to put that Southern on it. Make sure they know it's from Southern Indiana.
We're super grateful to do up north.
Yes. We're super grateful to have had you on. You always make us laugh. You always give us something to look forward to. And we're grateful and thankful for that. So I just wanted to show you guys that Dr. Greg Dillon is a part of this magazine. This is truly, truly a collector's guide in addition to the icons of 2021. And yes, this man is the man with the plan. You see him there making it happen. So blessings and peace, productivity, but most of all, civility to each and every one of you. And remember, civility starts with you. Now go and spread civility across the globe. Thank you all so much for joining us. Until next time, we will see you with civility in action.
Perfect.
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 Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.